The scoreline probably doesn't reflect the game at all. But you know, if you make errors against good sides, then they punish you. And you know, we got the equaliser, and we were in the ascendancy really. But you know, to concede a goal a couple of minutes after was criminal really. And you know, that's the sort of frustration from it, is that we got ourselves back into it. You know, and we didn't really cause them too many problems in the first half. Few times when we moved the ball well, but we defended very well and we frustrated them. And we the organisation was good, but they scored their goal from some bad play from us. You know, when we didn't move the ball quickly enough, and when we did it for the rest of the game, you know, when we moved the ball quickly, we looked a good side and we got in some dangerous areas and we got both fullbacks going forward, and that showed that we can play. But it also shows when we make mistakes, when we have got the ball, then we've been punished, and that's what unfortunately happens. And we didn't deserve the 4-1 scoreline, but that's what happens.
You look really effective when you get through the channels. Was there three at the back creating a bit of a problem for that? I mean, you did get through the channels with that lovely Mark Molesey reverse pass, for example. There were times when you got through.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When it's so congested in the middle of the pitch, you've got to move it quickly. You've got to play the way you're facing, and you've got to move the ball quickly so the people can't get you and get it into wide areas. And that allows, you know, team our players, our fullbacks, to get around the outside. And Jaden's obviously got lots of energy. And when we move the ball quickly, we look. I mean, I thought Sam Hatton and Forbesy were excellent in there today. You know, they played three at the back, which is a different formation, but. You know, they didn't really cause us any problems until we caused ourselves a problem, and that's when they scored their goal. And that's the disappointing thing, when we didn't learn from that. And you know, the next three goals all come from when we've had possession of the ball, and we've got to do better on the ball. And you know, even there's been times when we were breaking and we had good possession again, and you know, people are trying to twist and turn. And like I said, when there's so many bodies in the middle of the pitch. Three centre halves, three central midfield players, plus our players as well. It's very difficult to have that time and space to manoeuvre it. You've got to get it out of those areas quickly, draw people towards you, and then use the effectiveness of the space out wide to get it there. But if you have too many touches or don't pick the right pass, you lose it, and then that's your chance gone. So
going forward, Dan Fitchett, has he put his hand up tonight? I almost called it a cameo, but a nice performance and a great goal.
Yeah, I mean, he's come on and done well, scored a good goal, and he was unfortunate with another one. Dan Holman's been doing very, very well. But, you know, Fitch has put himself in a position where, you know, he can be proud of what he's done today. And, you know, Dan Holman was struggling with his illness, and that's why he had to come off. He's been in bed since Saturday night. He probably shouldn't have played Saturday, but didn't tell us he was struggling. And he's only just got out of his bed to come today. So he wanted to play, and he said he was okay to play, but he was struggling at half time, and we knew we had to get him off, otherwise we were going to cause him some damage. So, but Fitch came on and looked sharp, and, you know, fair play to him.
What do you want now? The season, 22 games, is it? Just, what do you want to see in those final 22 games now?
We want to see just improvement, and we want to move the ball better. We want to create chances, but we've got to have players learn from mistakes that they're making. And we work on things in training. You know, we had a whole session yesterday on moving the ball simply, and making good angles and biding our time and making it right that we change the tempo of our attack, because then otherwise you're passing when you're off balance or when it's not right to. And when we did that today, we looked good, but we've got to do that for 90 minutes against every team that we play against, because that's what good teams do. And I think that's highlighted with Rochdale. They kept it very simple. They didn't waste possession too many times. And when they move it quickly, the game will present you with opportunities to attack and to score goals. And that's what we've got to learn. So we've got 22 games left. You know, we've got to get through the Christmas period with what we've got squad-wise and hopefully get... And then, you know, we're looking for a progression between now and the end of the season.
The bread and butter is welling away on Saturday. There's no point shining at places like Rochdale midweek.
Absolutely, you've got to do it. You know, it's week in, week out. And there's no good, you know, we've played really well against some good sides this season. You know, not just in the Cup, but in the league as well. But you've got to do it against every side. You can't just turn it on, switch it on, like, you know, when you want to. It's about consistency and performance and making sure you do the right things all the time. And that's what the message has got to get through. You know, I think the majority are getting it, but the minority have got to get it. Otherwise, we're never going to progress as a group.